First, mission I talk about is the very end of the seventh parak, which is really a Yoredeya Mishnah. There's a huge sugya in the Darim, which we're not going to be marich into in depth. But we'll start like this. The Mishnah concludes by saying that klal kol shu benosin tam chayev levar min b'sheino mino min mino kol shu shviyas oseres kol shu b'mino v'shalo b'mino benosin tam. So the Mishnah introduced us to this concept of shviyas asering b'mino. Why is shviyas aser b'mino b'mashu? I'm sorry, kol shu b'mino. So why is that true? The Rambam, interestingly enough, says yeah, because it's always the halach. I'm perishing in Peshav Shnayis, he says like that. Mishtori doesn't say that way, but in Peshav Shnayis he says, Kachadim Misharisim Shevetera. And when we call the Gemara Mesechas Lodazor, it's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel versus Yochanan and Shlokash, whether or not we paskin, like Yehuda, the Min Bimino, is Bechol Shev, Bechol Shev, Shevetera. Ram Peshav Shnayis seems to think that this Mishnah tells the opinion that Min is Bechol Shev. Here it sounds like he passed in this way, Mishnah Torah, either he doesn't pass in this way, although the Vaz on this Rambam, the Shmita of Yovel, also seems to say, oh yeah, that's the halacha. There's a little more barichas than that, but just note that's what the Rambam writes here in Perish Mishnayis. The other Rishonim learn differently, and they're based on the Gemara Nedarim. And the Gemara in the Nedarim says something. The Gemara Darm is talking about the Sukkah of Dorosh Yesh Lamantirim, Dafnun Zayin, the Bey is going to Nechassim. Well, it's not really talking about that, but it's talking about Gidulim Vatlam Esa'ikr. And it brings a Braisa, Rav Shimon Oimer, Kol Dorosh Yesh Lamantirim, Kigom Tevel, Maestro Sheni, Vehekdash, Vechodash, Lo Nosu, Vechachon, Mashir. Vechol Dorosh Yesh Lamantirim, Kigom Chumo, Chumaisa, Vechala, Vechala, Vechila, Vechakarim, Nosu, Vechachon, Mashir. Amru Lo, Vechol Shvias, Ein Lamantirim, Vechol Nosu, Vechachon, Mashir. How can you, Rav Shimon, say that the din of mashu only applies when you have a darvish shel matirim? Shvius is not a darvish shel matirim, and yet this is a din of mashu. This not, and according to our Mishnah, shvius oseres because shehu b'mino. Amar lahem, lo amarti, afani lo amarti, el lebiro v'lachila benosin tam. And that somehow addresses the question. So no, I didn't say a klal. I didn't say that shvius always aser kol shu. I only said lebiro, but not lachil. So what does that mean? So the Ran, I think, is the most the fascinating sheet. So the Ran says the following. The Ran says, "Af Amar Lehem, Af Shvius Ser B'chol Shu B'mino. Amar Lehem, Af In Lo Amru El Abir, Af In Lo Amru Shvius Ser B'chol Shu B'mino El Inyan Shetzarach Lechol Terulis Kodem Abir. The Kevin Shefshal Ochol Avle Kedarvish Shmatirim, Avol Achila Klomers Arvul Imnis Arvul Achar Abir." Says the Ran, so the Gemara is distinguishing between this Arev Kodem Habir and this Arev Achar Habir. Then this Arev Kodem Habir, that when the Gemara says Lo Amar El Labir, it means Binogeya Dine Bir, but it's Arev Kodem Habir. Then we say this Din of Kolshu. This Arev Achar Habir, then the Din is Bino Sintam. Why? Because this Arev Kodem Habir, so then it's Darvish Shlomatir. Why is Darvish Shlomatir? Because you can eat Kod Mabir. It's Arab Lach Abir. There's nothing you can do. So Mela is not Darvish Shlomatir. So there are a whole bunch of Chidushim in this Ran. Chidushim Binugei Ashvias. But just in terms of Pshan the Gemara for a second, Pshan the Gemara, the Ran's not the only one who says this. It says at least that's what the Gemara is distinguishing between this Arab Kod Mabir and this Arab Lach Abir. The Ravid says it, and the Ramban says it. Well, the Ravid in the Hasogus. That's what the Ran says. If it's Arev Kodem Habir, then it gets Dine Shvius. Presumably it also gets Dine Kedusha Shvius. Then it doesn't say those words explicitly. But the Chorot should follow. And you're going to have to Mevarev Bezman Habir. It was Arev Achar Shvius, not. More than one place the Ravid says it. But the Ravid here says it in Perek Zayin, Alocha Gimel. It pretty clearly says it, because when he's a long Ravid where he talks about the Rambam, disagrees with the Rambam Shita about beer, he introduces his whole novel approach to different stages of beer. So he just points out, and Labasov, is similar to the Rambam's. Elsewhere he says Kvura also. I don't know whether the Rambam holds that, I don't know. But similar to the Rambam's, that it comes a point where you have to get rid of the Chayfetz. When we also have Bir of Eilach, Ein also of Mashu, Lefich Ein Lashom Heter. Aval Bir of Rishon, Kevin Sheish Lo Heter, Achilas Gimelsuz, also of Mashu, Vechayev Levoyer. Since it's still Shayach to be Ochalit, it has a din of Darvish Eishon Matir. And when it gets to the point where it becomes permanently Aser, it no longer is in Darvish Eishon Matir. And the Ramban is Perish Ala Torah.
According to the Ram, it's also permanently Aser.
Oh, okay. So that's what we're going to talk about. One of the things, let's just get the Ramban is Perish Ala Torah also says like that. Before we read this, it says Ramban. The Ramban is introducing his chesh. Ikvam bebeisol achar abir asur meim al achila legamri. V'zoi shviyash oseres benozin tam l'achar abir she'ein lo matirim. Same as that becomes also legamri, and that's ein lo matirim. Now, where's the Rav and the Ramban? Both agree that you see a number of things from this. In order to say it's a darvish ein lo matirim achar abir l'choira, what you're saying is that there's no etzim. The Raiva says no etza because it comes with this, you have to tone ibud. The Ramban says no etza because there's a din derabanan for the Ramban. That's not to get a beer, but if a person didn't do beer, they become usher legamre and. Stop with the rice of the Rabban. Right, I shouldn't say that. Correct? I think he knows that's the Rabban.
He's talking about
the Shachila? Yeah, correct. It sounded like he was knows that's the Rabban. Okay, I'm not going to quibble on that point. That's fine. That's not relevant for this. It could be the Rabban too. Efshus is the Rabban, Ulay Afilu Abir. I understand. He thinks Mishnayos work better for at least some of these dinim are the Rabban. Fine. But so the Fidu Ramban. So come to us from the Ramban that so one more time. So the Raiva says you have to ma'abe. The Ramban is a chiddush that there's a permanent iser. The Ramban sheet seems to be that even once I reach that point, you can't be mafkir. It's too late. In which case, the fact that the Ran is calling it a darvish she'ein lo matirim achar bir would imply either he holds like the Ramban and the Raiva, or maybe more likely, he holds like the Ramban that it becomes a permanent iser lachar bir luch oira. There's an important note because just it's a. Jason and I were looking at this the other day. The poskim seem to accept this Ramban halacha, although it's as the Chazon Ish writes. Chazon Ish has no makar, and then he says he dugs up maybe this is Yerushalmi. Right, there's a questionable makar from Yerushalmi, from the rash interpretation of Yerushalmi about Peiros Aveira. And then test. Which parrot there's some about Peiros Aveira. We'll see actually other Rishonim who have a different Rishonim that they Rishonim who interpreted also the term Peiros Aveira meaning beer. Well, I just told this today, and hopefully we'll get there. But it's a very difficult Rishonim because you guys who sort of know that because it talks, I mean, some people can hear, some people can't hear. It's not Pasha, it's only Rish Lakish, Rishonim is one of the mission that way. So there's not a clear mark of this Ramban, not clear all the Rishonim hold of it. And Ramoshan is Esrog Tshuva ignores it. Ramoshan is Esrog Tshuva is machadesh that Esrogim, beer for Esrogim is, at least L'chumra, is going to have a din, is Rosh Hashanah, because if since we're machmir that Esrog is Basra Lakita, and Ramoshan is machadesh that beer happens when it's kolol a peiro shvias menasada, there are no peiro shvias once Rosh Hashanah of Shminas comes out, arrives, then anything on the tree will de facto end up being napping perish. Presumably there aren't a sorghum lying on the ground, he says. So mistama, you would have to assume that it's beer. So Moshe, okay, not a problem, just be, when you got it, just be mafkert. So, well, hold on, 1 second. That means whoever was, you're trying to be machmir, that means someone didn't beer properly, so it should be also. Moshe ignores that, he doesn't discuss it. Yeah, he was also assuming that. So it could be doesn't pass on this Ramban. It could be we saw that the we saw a quote in the Sefer Charedim, which says that it only applies It doesn't apply when it's the onus. And the Mishnah Rishonah says it only right that it only applies when someone did it. But maybe it only applies to the person himself, doesn't apply to other people. So Moshe might be working on those svaros, or he might think he's holding this. He doesn't even discuss the issue. He might be saying, since he already explained that the people rely on the mechira of Yeshua, let's smoke. So maybe there's no knas mechira. I can guess, but he doesn't say. So it's worth noting. Do we find what other Rishonim have to say about this? Can we prove that what they hold that the permanister or not? So the Ran seems to hold that the permanister. The Chazanish in one place is down. Well, maybe to be mafkarid isn't Yeshal Matirim because it's a chashash shavsim mamon. Like you know, from Kopeis, if you have to lose money, it's not Yeshal Matirim. But that's it's a little tsarachin because certainly Ramban the Raiva didn't. Well, certainly the Ramban seemed to prove his point from the fact that there was Einlo Matirim, and also because you know from the Rishonim you can do all sorts of harumas to avoid it. So basically, you can come out sure that you're not going to lose anything. So it's right. He says the Ran's not like the Ramban. I didn't go through. I didn't.
So the Ran and the Rash are against the Ramban.
In terms of reading of the Gemara, right? I didn't understand why he thought it, but I didn't spend enough time to avoid reading the Chazan Shkafi to figure it out. So maybe afterwards we can work on it. I thought Lefumi, I thought it sounds like it. He thinks the Ran's mashmanat this way. I'm not sure why. He says, I have him in front of me. He doesn't really explain. No? Kamosh Rosh El, Shemi Losh Naran, Mash Sheinu Nesar Diyavin Lo Achol Akodin Abir. I wasn't sure. I don't know. I wasn't really sure what was it. He has reading from a lashon, so I'm not sure which lashon he's referring to. So Bintayim, that's what it's, you know. Bintayim, that's what seems to me when I figure out why I'm wrong.
Unless the Ran is only saying, he's only talking about Gidulin.
No, he's just also talking about Gidulin.
That's in the Havamina. When it says
Avala Achila. It's not on this Arvu. Achar Bir. No, I don't think so. Beim Taruv is Beim Begidulim. No. Other Rishonim learned that's the Gemara is Tchila. Fine. But there are two other, number of other sites that come out from the Ran. Why is it Koydim Abir, Dovr Sheishla Matirim? Says the Ran. The Ran says the Reith Koydim should be Yoshla Matirim because you can eat it before the beer. Now, hold on 1 second. No, better. Give me 1 second, please. There's no zalman on that, because it has those like swords. You go to the Haredim. Yeah, I guess that's. So Ran says why? Because you can eat a koydim habir. So this gets us into another big discussion, another Ran a few blocks before the very famous Ran of Dharm Nunbeis, which gets us into the whole debate about the fact that you can circumvent the Yisr, does that make it a Dharm Sheshel Matirim? So the Nebi Huda points out this Ran. She's also Nebi Huda Tshuva, and he thinks the Ran is a Shreb Shan Lekhamar. He thinks Ladina is the Shara Shita, and this Ran he tries to show that the Iker Shan the Gemara the Rishonim. But in Tiyana Yodea Chelak Nagimel, but he says that the Ran, it's not surprising the Ran says it because the Ran's the Shita so in Beis, but he's explaining the Rif Shita. The Rif in the Sugif Recha, so he says that if you that we have to do Machmir on Recha Milsa with the Lechatchila with the with the pass that shofar matzliba tanur, and he says because you can eat it, it's a ma'ika mashu, but you can eat it with since you can eat it with milchik, so it's a davar sheishal matirim. So many disagree with the rift. What are you talking about? It's not davar sheishal matirim. Davar sheishal matirim, just like the Gemara says that truma is not davar sheishal matirim because you can feed to a kohen. The Ran says that's not parallel, but that's the question. Ella what davar sheishal matirim is only when the iser is going to be nitar. There's no issur that's going to be nitar. The issur is to eat under certain circumstances. Yeah, you can eat under other circumstances, but that's not an issur that will be nitar. That's not davar sheishal matirim. But the Ran thinks it is. The Rebbe Huda actually points out it's even tishitaso, but it's a little tzarech beer because the Ran, if he at least the das harif, said that was such a davar sheishal matirim, it's aser bein mino bein shlo mino, and here it's only aser mino. Okay, so yesh la ein yoser b'zeh. But one nekud here is that the Ran is l'chayra l'shitas on that point. Two more.
Why is it the Ran within the Ran shita clash? Why does that?
That's exactly the Ran's point. The Ran's point is heter dafka because it's heter. It's anything that's the so doshim material main above because it's heter.
Not that it's built. It's also true that there's a heter built into the esser.
Right,
but
right.
The Ran
says this is even a greater doshim.
Rashi wouldn't say this.
Basically nicht. But I'm saying whether Rashi's not the Rashi. If you just say Rashi, if you don't put the two together, there's no. The Nakudas, I'm not even getting to the Svaras. I'm talking about what the Ran actually says. Mm. The Ran's issue there. The Ran, yeah, the issue that prompted that whole long Ran was, well, two points. Was the fact that the Rif was being Machmer because Rashi Matim, Bein Bein Shalom Amin. In the case of Pasha Afal Matsui. And the Ran says, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is because that's a stronger Darshan Matim because it's Kulo Hatha. It's better than something that's going to become Machmer. Because he sold Rosh Matirim is because it's like Mimimino V'chulin. So if you look at Nod Behuda, he thinks Ladina, that's a Shara, he doesn't think we pass like this. He thinks it's a Shara Shita, Shuto Isha Paskin, so like a Marshal, that if it's something, it's only when something is Isra will become Mutter, that's called Rosh Hashem Matir. But that's, and he points out that the Tosis, the Rosh, a lot of Rishonim, the Rash, don't learn the Gemara this way. Okay, it's Machol Rishon learn the Gemara. The other Nakudas here are also interesting. One is the Ran says if this Ariv could, it's a Dorish Matirim because you can eat it Koidem beer. And therefore it's not bottle. He doesn't say. Let me start with the other point first. Actually, maybe it'll be clearer that way. The mashmur of the Ran is that if this ariv koydem habir, then even mashu, it's aser. Aser meaning you'll have to mevayir it, and it'll become nasa l'achar bir. L'chora, it's only when it's this arvu l'achar bir, then it doesn't become aser b'kolshu. So before me, I thought this is a raya. Yeah, for the Rav Yisrael, for unless. I'm not sure how the Chazan is reading the Ran, but that you here you have a case where it's b'shas hataruves, it's a davar sheyesh lamatirim, it will change into a davar sheyesh lamatirim, but remains aser. The culture, but that sounds like the mashmal of the Ran. Only if it's achar beer, then b'shas hataruves ain't b'tobot zayin hataruves, el b'tobot zayin hataruves. If b'shas hataruves it was ain lamatirim, then it's bottle. B'shas hataruves it's yesh lamatirim, and then it becomes ain lamatirim in the middle. Doesn't matter. Still, what it wasn't, but what stays, it stays us. What do you mean?
The fact that the Ran is the Chalak between when there was Nisariv as opposed to when.
That's why the Chazan Shul. That's the thing.
Yeah,
I wasn't clear what the what Chazan is saying. What he's saying. So these horrors maybe not pashut. But the, and finally, I think what's most telling about this. Had the Ran said. That he wouldn't have said it because the Gemara doesn't read the Lashon of Gemara. But had someone said that Koydin Biur, it's a Dover Sheyesh Lematirim Lagabe Dine Kedusha Shvius, because you can eat it, so you'll the Kedar Kachilasa, you can eat it with my palm, but you don't have to waste it, etc. I would have understood that. Ran's not saying that because the Lashon of Gemara is Labir. But what Ran says, what? It's a Dover Sheyesh Lematirim, and therefore the Din Biur is not bottled. Right, that's what we're saying. The beer show is not bottle. What in beer? It's not about a beer yet. What in beer is there that's not bottle? And the chayyur of the mashmos of this Ran is that there is a din. There's a din in the pre now that's chalon and din that it's going to expire at a certain time. In other words, would someone say the following? Why don't someone say maybe other ways out of this klutz case? But we're in Adar. No one says this is the din. And a mashu of well, without chazer v'neir, no one says this is the din. I have a mashu of chametz that's nisarev and adar. So I'll tell you, Azay, I'll tell you that if you hold like the Rambam, listen to this one. If you hold like the Rambam, the chametz, the Rambam holds the chametz is the dover shish matir. No, I'm sorry. Rambam holds the Mordechai. Hold the Mordechai. The chametz is not dover shish matir. So it's a chumrah of chametz. That's not fine. So I'll tell you like this. But an Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and therefore the Shach points out, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you don't have the Chumah, the Chumah, so there's going to be, there's no not going to be a Mashiach. That's Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But Purim, it's a Dov Shesh Lamatir, because I can eat before Pesach. So it should be also from Mashiach, and if it's Ein Betzal B'Tchilas Taruvah, so it should remain also on Pesach. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is not also from Mashiach, and Purim will be also from Mashiach. Ella what? Of course, that we're doing it's Chala Din Chametz on Purim. It's not okay. There's no negayah that didn't come in Purim. It's not bottle. It's nothing's chal on Purim. You have to start being done on the nidon is relevant when you come in when you're holding that Pesach. Okay, so you can talk about chazer, but it's arim. Not chazer. You can talk about chazer. Not chazer. We're not going to call them bittul and Pesach. But you're not going to say it's dovish shematim because you need before Pesach. So therefore, it should be usher now. It should be have din chametz now because you need before Pesach. That doesn't make any sense. The reason it doesn't make sense is because it's not chal din chametz now. It's chametz shemutter. Even if you hold shmoalav for those things, that doesn't mean it's a chala, a din chametz on it. So what's mechor mash from this round? The beer is different. It's not necessarily not fair, but it's not obvious. The beer is different. That when I have a pri, so it's not just the halacha that the din kedusha shvius. And when shas beer will come, a new din will be chal, and I'll be chayav levaya. No, it's that right now. One of the dinei apri hadeh is that I have to eat it before this beer. It's one of the dinei apri. L'chayra Rashi sol shita of achol l'schayra is predicated on that. The Rashi sol shita is you have to make sure to treat it in a way that it will going to be consumed because of my beer. I mean that's built into the what you have to treat the pri now. You have to take into consideration the fact that the time's expired. In other words, srichim l'chol hazeh. There's a dinei achila, and one of dinei achila is that it has to be nechal kodesh zman habir, like kodesh nati nechal by mashal kodesh nati nechal yom v'layla, and this is nechal kodesh zman habir. So that's taka din in the pri. So I understand. So is that din chal? Now it's not din chal. So we say it's dovr sheshem atirim because the din is chal because the other things you can't eat kodesh zman habir. One could have said otherwise. One could have said there's no that's not din. But din the pri that you have to has to be eaten. It happens to be that when kol achayim and asada. Then there's a new din is chal. You have to get rid of it. You have to mafker something like that. And if that was true, I don't know if you would. I would even talk about bittul or not bittul for that din before it's even chal. So that's other in the ram. Now, just a few minutes to summarize a little bit. What's the other rishonim? It's very difficult to clarify it. The rash says you have a rash. You have other rishonim. You have a ram. The Rash is in different places says different Pirushim in this Mishnah, in this Gemara actually. The Rash on this Mishnah learns to something. The Rash in this Mishnah seems to have read the Gemara that Shvius Aseres Kol Shemina Kagon LaAchar Bir. Dafka Kol Shus Dafka LaAchar Bir, but not Kodna Bir. And it's the same kind of distinction the Rash is making, but flipped. The LaAchar Bir is Kol Shu and not Kodna Bir. The Rash in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel has a different shot. He says he doesn't like that shot in this Mishnah. Chazish points out clearly the Rash was choizer at some place or another. The Rash in Vav Gimel, so he writes that can't be the pshat, and he thinks the pshat is more or less what we have in Tosfos in the Rush here, that the Gemara is bechalal not talking about when the Gemara's teretz is not that she is ever a Dover Sheish Lamatirim, but rather that I mean, read the words Bani Lamatz El Abir means Gidulim, basically that the din of Oser Bekosher is a din of Gidulim.
The Rashi
asked that the Gemara is mashed away. Right, I guess we're at the same point. Right, the Rashi thinks the Gemara is mashed away, but it thinks it's Sarachim in the Mishnah. Right, to read the Mishnah. True, you're right. It's more like a different perspective. There he starts by saying, oh, you can't read the Gemara, otherwise you have to change pattern. Here he starts saying, but the Gemara is Shar. Okay, so it's a little bit of a different perspective, but the Kuda is more similar. That the Tosfos and the Rashi on the page, they learned the Gemara that basically she is never Darush HaShematirim. She is always Darush HaEin LaMatirim, which again may indicate that they accept the premise that Lachar Bir, there comes a time when it becomes permanently awesome. That might be the Mashmaos, because they think there's no such thing as it's always Lachar Bir, they say it's Darush HaEin LaMatirim, but they don't say it's Darush HaEish LaMatirim. They don't seem to say it's ever Darush HaShematirim. In fact, it's clearly not. Why not? Maybe because one of the svaras we said before, that say it's Darush HaShematirim Kodem Bir is a big Kiddush. You have to assume, like the Ran's Vart, that the fact that you could circumvent the Yisr is enough to make a Dovr Shishamatim. That's already a big Chiddush. It could be they shouldn't hold of it. It could be they think, look, Abedini Beer, it's not even Chal. But that again, the Ran's Chiddush, I see the Rosham disagree with the Ran's, Tosfos and the Rosh disagree with the Ran's Chiddush. And in the Rash.
Is there another way to say it? Because that there's a Tosfos on the fact that you can be Mavir in a few months. Everyone's explaining it based on why Shoshim Matin of Rahila. So, unless. Right?
Is that the same thing? You mean something by. You mean, what do you mean by that?
It's going to be Mutter for me to be Mavir.
And then and what will change?
Then there's a chiyuv beer. I guess you don't
have to
be right.
You're right.
Oh, right, but I want one thing with the Rash. The Rash with the Rash, what the Rash has in our Mishnah is he says achar beer tovish shlo matirim, and according to the beer not. So I saw the Rash, I thought, oh, gvaldik. That's because the Rash holds. I was noted independently to think. Well, it wasn't mukhruch. But the Rash talks about the I don't have the lesson in front of me. But the Rash, that's the Rash holds. The Rash holds, we know the Rash holds be a tefker, that much we know. The Rash holds is just there is no din that's chalat permits. You always have to be mafker it. The Rash had a lesson somewhere that it's some that I can't find in this minute that it's usur. I can't find it now. That's usur to use it ad sheyafke or something like that. Yeah, where this Rash was. So could be that's what the Rash says. And koydim abir. So koydim abir. There's no din of davar sheyesh lo matirim because koydim abir. We're not being down the din beer. And we're talking about that. The din beer is davar sheyesh lo matirim, but we're not doing down the din beer. We're doing that down the din kudush shviyas. Din kudush shviyas or in lo matirim. Right. The problem that's great. The problem is that it doesn't work in the Rash himself because that's why I think that's why the Chazan reads the Rash differently than I just said it. I'll say that the Chazan reads it. The Rash in Perek Tes.
The issue
material
would be that you can
be mafkir. Dini beer. Well, gotta be din beer. It's always yeshal matir because din beer is never the iser that's neveya. The iser that's neveya from eating it. Can always become mutter. So you'll tell me it'll stay usr la'achar beer until you're mafkir because you're going to just be mafkir and be mafkir that is it. Mash ein kain dinik tusha shviyas. They're there. And nothing to do about them. So memela l'gabi them if it's only mashu and the fact that you can circumvent them he disagrees with the Ran Adar. So that makes it dovash ein l'mat. So that's dovash ein l'mat. The problem is that the Rash in Perek tests. Mishnah Zayin is of the opinion. That's what he reads. This is the way he reads the Mishnah. May must and the start from Tevin the Kash. Al Shvius Mishteri Rishon. So the two girsas our Mishnah has a girsa. May Masai the Gemara and Tainus quotes either this Mishnah or something else says Adi Masai. The Rash doesn't like that girsa, but the way he understands May Masai is at what point does it's also to be Sorev Tevin the Kash Al Shvius because it's Chazil Michael Behemah. You can't be therefore as Kluja Shvius. You can't be Sorev. Something a lochel of lola hefsid, so it's hanot. That's what he calls it. Hanot shel ibud. Hanot shel ibud is not mutter until the yeshiva of kedusha shviyas. Avol mishnah is batal. Mashab sami Michael chaya pakel shviyas mashab bebayis. Where the Rash learns from this mission is not just that heaven and kasha are in the field become mutter, which the ravid might hold, but that once heaven and kasha in the field are inedible, then even mashab socha bayis becomes mutter because the time of beer comes, and perhaps you there Makayim beer. They don't say that explicitly, but maybe that Chazan should assume that's what he means. Then Paka Klushvius Mashav Bayis. So now I'm stuck because the same Isser of. I was saying that the Isser beer is an Isser Dovish Shlamatirim because you can eventually Mafkir and Mafkir. The Klushvius is also Shlamatirim. When Zman beer comes, at least if you do beer, it'll also become mutter. The whole din of lachal hafzir will disappear. So why is that also? So why koydim beer? Why for kedushas peyrus shviyas is the Rash here in Perek Zayin that it's actually ben osin tam again? It doesn't have din mashu. Now the Rash doesn't explicitly say his chiluk is based on dervish shlamatir. So it could be it's something else. I don't know. It could be some other just chumra and hilchos after beer. No, you do dervish shlamatir. But I don't know where would that come from. So the Chazanish, when he says over the Rash, Kedarka B'Kodesh, doesn't tell you a Kash, he just says, oh, this is what the Rash says. He reads the Rash as a, this is the Chazanish and Simid Aleph Sif Beis. Harash Mefarish, Ha Darmin Darmin Nunches Lomarti El Abir El Chila Benosin Tam, Hainu, im kovash kodem habiyur, mikri davar sheyesh lo matir mishari efshal ochlan kodem habiyur. He says like the Ran. V'hilkach nischayev bebir. V'af im yishul achar habiyur, it has to less with the economy. Kom up in kvar nesri. My mission is in bedol tchil tarufis. Avo inin achila ratzalom alin lo ochla v'lo schoira amirim nosin tam she'ein kan matirim. He thinks what the Rash means is, it's a dochik lashon Rash. Kagon la'achar biur means that it's if it happened koydem abiur, it's oser b'mina b'nogeya dine biur, which are ramifications of achar biur, something like that. Now, basically, the chiluk is not between koydem biur and achar biur. The chiluk is that be dine biur and Dine Ktusha Shvius Koydem Habir. Because he's saying like this, Ktusha Shvius is here now. So that's not called Dor Shishim Atzirim. Beer hasn't arrived yet. Dafka, because it hasn't arrived yet, it's not just because you can. Kedush Peir Shvius doesn't restrict all activity. That doesn't make it Dor Shishim Atzirim because you can eat it. You know, it doesn't ask you from eating it. But specifically, it's sort of like equating an Isser that will become Mutter with an Isser that is not yet Asser. Same thing. Just like Isser will become Mutter is an Isser which will then become Mutter. So here, the time frame where the Isser will be Mutter. So now's all the time for the Isser to be Mutter. Just before, not after. According to him, I think it's basically the Ram. I don't know what the Ram would say about Kedushas Peir Shvius. I'm not sure. The guy doesn't say. The Ram distinguishes between this Arif Kodem Abir and this Arif Achar Abir in terms of the reading of Gemara. I don't know. The Ram doesn't talk about
Kedushas Peir Shvius. This Arif Kodem Abir is the same thing as the Ram.
Yes. The way he's reading the Ram, he says Kagon Achar Abir, but it really means Kodem Abir and Kedushas Shvius. It means Kodem Dine Abir. It means that Lagabe Dine Bior, you can avoid, because you can eat before the beer. So Dine Bior is hot, once it's Arif, even a Mashu, you better eat it now or else you can have Din Bior. But Kedusha Shvius is unavoidable. Memela, it's chal now, it's chal now. It can become mutzalei with the beer. I don't know. He doesn't directly address the question, but it's not as direct as Stira, because he's not discussing the Matirim will happen later, he's discussing the Matirim of now. I don't know why the fact that you can do later doesn't make the shmatir. Maybe because he thinks being mafker is not enough to make the davar shmatir. Because you have to be mafker, so that's not gonna you have to give it up. So that's not called davar shmatir. Maybe that's his far. But be that as it may, that's what he reads the Rash doch and lashon Rash. But I think the way I was reading it runs into that big problem. It seems to be steer and rashes. So again, I was just sorry late. So I just want to point out the Rambam. The Rambam is fascinating, but it's sorach beer with an aleph. It's always a good pun for Shvius. The Rambam in Perek Zayin. I mentioned Rambam in Perek Shemshnayis, where he says, "Oh yeah, this is the way we always paskin." But that's not the way the Rambam paskins in Machol Sasurus. He paskins that Minun generally is not the Kol Shu. It's more whatever the whatever it is. So the Rambam says in general that Kol Shum Shabbatayra in Tezvav Vav Machol Sasurus Min B'Shein Minos in Tam Min B'Mino. But it's not kosher. So the Ram holds the Chishim also. Okay, that's not our Indian right now. But the Rambam says, Chidav Yovel, he quotes these in him, he quotes in the end of Parag Zayin, Chaval Vachabay, he quotes our Mishnayas. He sounds like, it's some of the cases he explicitly you're saying or says are talking about Achar Habir. And he ends. He concludes with saying, "Zeh klal peiros shvius in his arvu bepeiros acheiros min mina b'chol shushlo mina osin tam." That's not Masbir why. The Radvaz thinks he holds. He's only saying dafkal achar abir, based on the way he. Wait, I guess in that respect, similar to the Rash, but kodem abir. He doesn't say what the name would be. It sounds like it wouldn't be us at all. There's a Rambam Perek Tezvav Halachas Machos Asuras. The Rambam, after giving you his rule of Kol Sum Shetar Bein Bisurim Malkus, that the Mim Bishem Yosin Tam and Mim Mino is Shishim or Meya Masayim, he said it's two exceptions are Avodah Zarah and Tevel, or Yain Nesach and Tevel, that's the quote from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And then he tells you the exceptions are not listed in the exceptions. Now I'm going to give you the exceptions, says Halachas. Halacha Tesin is Chameis, and Halacha Yud is Chadash, and all Davish is Matirin. But before they get to Halacha Ches, Halacha Ches, Peiro Shvi is Aval Bishin is Arvul B'mina and B'chol Shein V'shol B'mina B'no Sein Tam, Eden B'chal Yisuri Torah. They're not included in this list. They're not an exception. But I just told you there are two exceptions. Peiro Shvi seem to be an exception, right? No, they're not an exception. Why? She'ein Osa Taruv is Asura. Alachayov Lechol Kol Taruv is B'kdusha Shvi is K'mo Shiz Bar B'mkomo. Says the Ram, that's not an exception because that's not an iser. That's a chiyuv lechol. Excuse me, that's a mitzvah, a dinach in the chefta, something. But it's not an iser. That's what Ram says. And the Rav is masik in him. He says, yeah, but have a beer after acher beer. V'yesh beer acher repair shvi shuk sreifo kvura v'ukeshek yechlem in achon shev osar otz mishal shor atzoh shein chalukas. The same thing he says in lechol shvi is shmid v'yovel v'osu zman beim mishal minos in tam. He says summary is the beginning. The same thing he says in that section of his piece in shmid v'yovel. That's lachar beer. So if you read this Rambam, because in Chama, maybe the Rambam wasn't talking about lachar beer. Maybe lachar beer, the Rambam wouldn't have said it. But the Rambam in Shmuel does not sound the way at all. It sounds like it's the Rambam thinks it's only lachar beer, but certainly it sounds like even lachar beer. So it's so unclear how to explain the Rambam.
It's sounds like it's mutter.
It sounds like this din of mashu applies even lachar beer, and here it sounds like the din of mashu is because it's not in Isser, it's only a chiyuv. Now, I think someone read this Rambam that the Rambam's not giving a because. He's just explaining why did that, it wasn't in my list, because I only listed, the exception, I listed Yisurim, that's what he says. Why, it's not an Eino B'chlal Yisurim Torah, because not Yisurim is a mitzvah. But he's not explaining why. Why it's a kosher. Okay, and it didn't treat it as kosher for, but that's a little, it's a little strange because every other halakha is kosher, it gives you a hezber for. Davar Shematirim, Chumr, Davar, something. At least said Chumr to Shvi is fine. But he doesn't say, so it sounds like he's trying to give a hezber. So I don't know, so Tzorach Beer, but in Lech Ora, again, it sounds like, well, the Ram is saying something very interesting. It sounds like the Ram is saying that the Klolim of Bitzel, when it comes to Bitzel, comply to an Isser. An Isser is Batel. And when you're dealing with a chefta that's at least min b'mino, and some of it is it's not an iser, it's a chiyuv lechol. So then the least mitzvah rabbanon, the dinim are different. The dinim chefta don't disappear. That's what a little bit sounds like. Perhaps the Ram say lamdas in beer, but that's a it's already a yigiyah zman. So we'll try to figure who thought about that. Okay. So I'll try again. I hope it's more.